This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. From Planned Parenthood to Syrian refugees, Governor Robert Bentley has been involved in lawsuits against the federal government. And that can be expensive for a state that's already strapped for cash. WBHM's Gigi Duban explores how Alabamians feel about that.
Ask just about any conservative. Defunding Planned Parenthood and banning Syrian refugees is a no-brainer. Governor Bentley is fighting even the possibility of Syrian refugees resettling in Alabama. What do people think?
I agree, to an extent.
That's Blake Holcomb. He's 24, lives in Calera, and works at a deer processing plant.
I mean, I don't think that we should build a wall to keep immigrants from coming in, but at the same time, with the way stuff is right now, I could kind of understand why we wouldn't let Syrian refugees into the country. I mean, I don't think it's very safe.
Safety was Bentley's number one concern when he sued the federal government earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to block the placement of Syrian refugees in Alabama. And to Holcomb, it's a fight worth fighting.
I'd say at any cost, honestly. But that's just me.
It's not just him. Not by a long shot.
My name is Don Driggers. I live in Vincent.
Driggers owns a garden center, and he feels strongly about Syrian refugees.
I don't believe that they should be able to come here at just free will. So I think that if we have to have 200 lawyers, go for it.
Do what you've got to do, Driggers says. He went so far as to say if Bentley asked him for some money to, quote, buy a lawyer, he'd do it. It's not clear at this point how much the lawsuit will cost the state. The governor's office didn't respond to repeated requests for details surrounding legal fees in the case. Valerie Ramey teaches economics at the University of California, San Diego. She says a few things to remember here.
Well, first of all, this is typically a very small part of government spending.
Take the legal battle between Bentley and Planned Parenthood. Last year, Bentley moved to stop Medicaid dollars from going to that organization. The state had to settle that lawsuit and pay $51,000. The state's general fund budget is about $1.8 billion.
But there's the separate issue of, does that spending reflect the values of the citizens of the country?
Or in this case, the state. And as you could imagine, that depends on who you ask. Ali Davison of Hoover doesn't consider himself a conservative. He says these lawsuits the state is provoking are a waste of taxpayer dollars.
We're suing the federal government and losing cases, and we're paying out millions of dollars that we don't have.
And Davison says that's especially worrisome as the Alabama legislature kicks off another session Tuesday with more budget cuts on the horizon. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.